Are you ready to talk Padres baseball?
We've got you covered.
Today, the Padres get ready to wrap up their series against the Dodgers. And in studio, we've got two people who in the past have spent a lot of time together.
Bill and I actually shared, would you call it roommates, Bill? We were kind of roommates.
Let's keep it.
And with such history between our co-hosts, Blooper knows that sparks could fly, and he's taken cover.
Seth has this cement wall.
Right. I'm smart.
Yeah, Seth knows that Bill Center is going to give you a shiner about that's going to last for about a month.
Now, broadcasting from the AMR studio, it's Padre Social Hour, presented by United Airlines, with your hosts, Annie Heilbrun and Bill Center.
Payoff pitch, and Upton hits it well to left center field. It is up. Take Zach Greinke deep with two outs in the eighth.
Such a great play last night. Happy Sunday. Welcome to Padres Social Hour here at Petco Park. Game 3, Padres-Dodgers. It's the rubber match. I'm Annie Heilbrun. Pleased to be joined by Bill Center, the great Bill Center. How are you doing? How are you doing today, Bill Center?
I'm doing fine. Let's get rolling. Got to finally take the series from the Dodgers.
You know, I know every game is important. One isn't over the other necessarily, but if you can take the series, it'd be the first time this season that they were able to win a series against the Dodgers.
Right.
And to have kind of that comeback win go awry on Friday night, they weren't able to secure the comeback win. They got the comeback, and then the Dodgers took that away from them. But then to get the win on Saturday night, today would be a real big deal, don't you think?
Well, yeah, particularly the way that, the Dodgers had their right-handed ace going, Zach Greinke, and to get the Upton home run to beat him. Big win. Now you just got to follow it up. You got to take this series. You don't, you know, in a head-to-head, you lose a series 2-1. You lose a game. This game is a two-game switch here. You win it, you're up. You gain a game. You lose it, you've actually lost two games over
exactly.
What you can do.
So exactly. It's
you got to win this game.
I really loved that matchup yesterday, and I know you did too. I'm going to let you talk about it with Greinke and with Upton, just two very talented all-star players going head-to-head right there.
Right.
And the way it ended up, obviously, in the Padres' favor was nice, but just to see that kind of that matchup go, I'm sure you enjoyed that as well.
Well, and that's one of the great things about baseball, that in very few other sports, boxing, but in very few other sports do you have a head-to-head matchup like that, that it's just one-on-one at that moment. And the game spun on that matchup. And those are classical moments. I mean, that's one of the things I love about baseball. A great pitcher, a great hitter. Generally the odds are with the pitcher. This time the hitter came through, Justin Upton. I mean, that was a great home run at a great moment.
Two outs, full count, and
right.
He nails it.
Right. And like Greinke said later, that was the worst slider he threw all night. And Upton said after the game, yeah, he made a mistake. It was up, and he got it.
I think that's what makes Upton so great, too, is just able to see those mistakes coming and able to be patient, capitalize on them.
And he's actually had a lot. Greinke's one of the best right-handed pitchers in the major leagues. Mm-hmm. Upton's had very good success for him, 10 for 27 in his career with a couple home runs. They actually have a pretty decent history in the past.
They finally defeat the great Zach Greinke, and
right.
He is
first
great.
Time.
No one's denying
he's
that.
Really good. Yeah. I mean, and he has a personality mentality out there that he's an unusual breed of cat.
He's so intense. I don't know him well. I haven't talked to him a whole bunch or anything like that, but just his intensity is
extremely
it's
intense.
So focused.
Right.
You know, he's so dialed in. Also, I think for Ian Kennedy to have it seemed like his best outing. What did you think about his outing yesterday?
No, I thought his outing was very good. Velocity was up. His breaking ball curve wasn't really working early in the game. Yasmani Grandal took a hanging curve for a home run to tie the game up. But after that, his curve came in about the fifth inning, and he then had a very nice combination going for him. Velocity was up to 94. That's about 2 miles an hour above the highest we've seen. So that was the old Ian Kennedy last night, really, really on top of the game.
Yeah, he mentioned that he had cut back a little bit on his workouts, on his cardio and whatnot, and then started to fuse that back in. And so I think you're seeing there a guy who's, I think it's 9 years that he's been in the big leagues,
right.
and you know, learning, knows his body, trying to figure out how to best get
and his mechanics had slipped a little bit too.
Yes.
He was spinning his body a little bit, and they had been working on that. This was a really good outing for Kennedy.
And a great win, like you said. If they can get the win today and the series win and just kind of get above 500 and then use that, I know we hate the word momentum sometimes, but just use that to get ahead a little.
Well, like Buddy says, your momentum in baseball is only as good as your next starting pitcher. And today it's James Shields. They need Shields to step up. He's the ace of the staff. They need a good game out of James Shields to really get that momentum going, to take the series from the Dodgers. This is a very big game for James Shields.
And Shields is 7-0. He's undefeated on the season.
Right.
I saw a stat today by our wonderful people who put out the Padres notes.
Right.
Patrick, probably. And it said that he has the most, or he's got the most six-plus wins from a pitcher who had changed teams in the offseason. That's the most that has ever been recorded. I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, it is hard to change teams.
Right. No, it's very hard. I did not like the way he pitched in Atlanta.
Agreed.
You've got – you're given a lead like that. You, as the ace, you have to nail it down. So I think for a couple different reasons, a very, very important start for James Shields.
A buddy was asked in our little media session before the game starts. He was asked, what will it take for this team to go on like a tear, a, you know, 8-9 game winning stretch? And Buddy replied with that. That's the rotation. That's the starting
pitching.
That's the pitching staff, and that's just the consistency of them day after day. And
right.
so, that, to Bill's point, I mean, that's what you're saying here is you've just got to start with that starter and how that's going to affect the next day's game and go on some kind of tear past there where you can get past four wins.
Right. That's their longest winning streak of the season, and they've only got one of those. So, starting pitching really sets the tone for everything that a ball club does.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of what they're looking for, too. I mean, they're hovering around that 500 mark, and I don't know what you think. Certainly, that's not a bad place to be at all. But I think that they'd like to get on a tear. They'd like to not win a few, lose a few, win a few, lose a few. When, now that they're facing teams that don't have as high of winning records as they were before in the first half of this or the first stretch of the season, I think they'd like to just go on a tear here.
Right. At the same time, though, you've got to beat the teams that are ahead of you in your division. You've
got
to start beating the Dodgers. You've got to start beating the Giants. And then you beat up on everybody else if you can.
True.
But in head-to-heads, you've got to do a good job against the top teams in your division to succeed.
So what Bill is saying is today matters.
Right. Today does matter.
Today is a good duel, and it'll be fun to see. And, again, if they can take that win, and obviously with the A's coming to town, it'll be good for them. What did you think about the infield shuffle? What did you think about Yonder Alonso over at third and Will Myers at first? How did you feel about all that?
Well, we've seen it developing, and the idea behind it is they've got three of their hotter bats right now are Yonder Alonso, Myers, and Venable, and how do you get them all in the lineup at the same time?
Yes.
They can't all play – I mean, if Myers is your first – you can't have Venable and Myers in center at the same time.
Right.
You can't have Myers and Alonso at first at the same time, so somebody's got to move. I thought Yonder looked pretty comfortable, and he's been working on it for 3 weeks. Now, that said, he fielded two ground balls that were pretty easy to field, and he made good throws to first.
Right.
He's got the fundamentals down. We did not see him have to move to the side or make a dive or anything like that, but he made the throw. He made two plays that he had to make.
I think it's interesting. Buddy's in a predicament there, like you said, where he just needs to get the most out of his lineup, and so he's trying a few different things.
Right.
And this went over. This was fine. Certainly, they'd have to get more experience at both positions to kind of see how long that could last,
right.
I guess.
Well, right now, it's an experiment.
Exactly.
And you really – I mean, yes, was it nice for the first night? Looked good. But you don't know
what it's – small sample size.
Right. You don't know what it's going to look like in the long run. We haven't seen – Alonso have to charge the bunt, which
exactly.
I was a little surprised that nobody in the Dodgers decided to say, hey, test him. So we haven't seen him charge a bunt. We haven't had to see him dive for a ball to either side. We haven't had to see him go into the 5.5 hole, really. So what we did last night, it worked out pretty well, is that they hit two ground balls that he was able to get his feet on the ground, make the plays, make the throws. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they start at Middlebrooks, it's short. The same thing happened. He had one ground ball all game. So you can't say, oh, yeah, he can play that position because we haven't seen him do the other things. But it was a good first step.
Exactly. It's not fair to even put them in that category of, oh, they're going to start there for weeks or months, or this is what we're going to do. I mean, he's doing it how he has to do it, which take it day, game at a time and see what works.
One thing that Yonder has going for him is he got a glove.
Manny Machado.
Manny Machado, his brother-in-law, sent the Orioles third baseman, sent him a glove to play third base.
Gold glover right there.
Right. So he's got the glove of a gold glover. So
it's got to give him some, you know, some mojo right there.
Exactly.
So I thought that was pretty cool. I also think, you know, it speaks a lot to just how they're trying to get the most out of this team and really put up their best fight.
Right. You have to get the bats in the lineup without hurting the defense.
Well, I want to remind everyone that you can join the conversation, Padres.com/social hour. Join in on the chat. Send us your questions and your comments. You can also join in on Twitter, #PadresSH. Bill has a mind of a historian right here. He's an encyclopedia. Send him questions. Pick his mind. Give him some hard stuff, too. Don't just give him easy stuff. Give him some hard stuff, all right? And we're going to be joined by a very special guest in the next segment with our friend here, Brandon Maurer. Oh, he's being shy over there, but it'll be fun to have him on. All right, I want to remind everyone, for ASG voting, have you voted for your favorite Padre yet? The most recent National League ballot update has Norris in fourth place and Upton in sixth place, but they still need your votes. Fill out your 2015 All-Star Game ballot and support your Padres. Vote for these All-Stars up to 35 times at Padres.com/vote or with the MLB.com @bat app. You've got to get out there and vote, guys. I mean, it's a two really good players right there making a really good push. Send us your questions for Brandon Maurer. Let's give Brandon some questions. We'll be right back with more Padres Social Hour.
We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
And welcome back to Padres Social Hour here at Petco Park. We're getting ready for Game 3 of the Dodgers and the Padres. And we are joined by a very special guest, Brandon Maurer, who this is his first time on the Padres Social Hour set. And he's already told me he wants to come back every day. or something like that. He said something like that.
Right, something to that effect. Right.
On those lines.
Brandon, you're on the Cholula hot seat. So if you get warm, that's what it is. And I'm going to start you off with a real hot question here. Every day, practically, the relievers go out and play some ultimate frisbee. Who is the best at ultimate frisbee? The world needs to know.
Oh, man.
Or at least who's the slowest. I mean, give us something here.
We do have a team cherry picker. That's Frankie. He likes to just hang out in the end zone and catch touchdowns. But he scores a bunch, so I guess it works for him.
You can take that.
So he just goes, he has one thing, run, go deep.
Go deep, yeah. And then just stay down there.
That's essentially to get the relievers to run around a little, right?
Just fun conditioning. Instead of just running sprints or whatnot.
Instead of running laps, you actually go out there and have a little fun. I don't know why people have been doing that longer.
I agree.
Add some competition into it. Keep it fun.
Right.
I agree.
But the most fun is the run you're on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
last 21 scoreless outings or 20 scoreless outings in the last 21, 0.41 ERA over the last 22 innings. I mean, you are on a very nice run, and one of the things that's happened is you've sort of fallen into a niche now where it's you, then Benoit, then Kimbrel at the end of games. And how's that feel to be in that niche and know what your role is going to be every day?
It feels good. You know, we're in a nice little relay team. I just hand the ball to Benoit. He hands it to Kimbrel, and we win a game.
How much more comfortable do you feel now? I mean, and what has helped with that? The beginning of the season was tough for this bullpen, the whole bullpen. Has anything helped with that, just getting more comfortable and getting into the rhythm?
I think getting your reps helps, but also knocking that final piece of rust off from spring that maybe you weren't totally ready to go mechanically or whatnot, just evening some stuff up.
Does it always take you a little time to get the rust off, or...?
I'm not sure if it has in the past. It definitely did this year. I was flying open a bit, so once I figured that out and stayed on the ball, everything was going down instead of flying away.
Is it harder for a reliever to I mean, with a starting pitcher, Darren Balsley, that over if he gets to see him for 5 or 6 innings and you can see mechanical issues, I would imagine a little bit easier if you're seeing 5 innings of work than for a reliever, you go out in one inning Is it harder for them to spot him, or is it harder for you to feel a mechanical change?
No, that's something you got to coach yourself on that and be able to feel something that's not right now. So, and it's something that you got to change pitch to pitch. You know, you got to make an adjustment.
You know, I used to always love watching Greg Maddux. That he would, if he felt something go wrong, he'd walk down off the back of the mound and just like walk a little circle and get back up, yep. And his mechanics would be back.
Just reset quick.
I thought that was amazing how he could reset.
How about the chemistry with the bullpen? It seems like you guys have a good relationship going. Has it been nice to just get to know everyone? And
yeah, it took a little bit to get to know everyone and have everyone kind of open up a bit. But now that we all have, it's a fun group.
Those relievers, always, they're mysterious,
yeah,
right?
Just it's a little different.
How do you view, because I know you've been a starter in the past, do you view yourself now as a reliever? Do you view yourself as a starter in waiting?
Right now I'm a reliever, and I'm just going to keep going with that.
Okay.
What do you like about relieving?
The chance to get in there every day. You know, if you have a bad one, you want to get back out there and erase that last outing. So just the chance to be able to get out there every day and help the team win.
What's the most I know you probably have today off. Bud was saying before the game that you might.
Oh, I did not.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. He was saying before the game it might stay away from you.
We're breaking news today, for you there, right? Brandon, yes. On Pottery Social Hour.
That's one of the reasons why.
That's what we're here for.
I ran down here and said, let's invite Brandon because I think he might have the day off.
Oh, nice. All right. Good to know.
Well, yeah, but you know how those things change.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
I'll be looking right at you when they call me to get up.
Yeah. Wave to the press box.
Don't start kicking
this
your feet up just
off.
Yet. Yeah.
But we talked briefly about it before. The importance of knowing your role when you go out there now. And it's changed since the start of the year because – earlier in the year, somebody else was in that seventh spot. How to really be in that mode that you know when you're going to have to get ready each day? How important is that to just a routine, to what you're doing?
Yeah, it's helped me out exponentially, just being able to know when to go out and stretch, know how ready I need to be and when.
I always think, too, there's such a – with every pitch, with every player here, there's such a big mental aspect. What's been good for you? I mean, how have you shaped your game? How have you grown in the last few years to get yourself where you feel real confident out there with your mental?
Just slowing the game down and not letting it speed up on me. It done that in the past. This year it's been a lot calmer out there. I've been able to take a deep breath in between pitches and just focus one at a time.
Is that just experience? Is that just
I think so.
Good?
I think okay. That's just getting a few games under my belt and getting used to crowds and whatnot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Big crowd last night.
It was a good one.
The atmosphere last night was amazing.
Yeah, that was good baseball.
So, how glued were you to the Upton Greinke matchup in the inning after you worked or the bottom?
Oh yeah, I was locked in.
Yeah,
were
yeah.
you?
Uh huh.
So you were still in the dugout.
Uh-huh.
That was a great matchup.
That was a good at bat.
Oh yeah,
got the count full.
Right.
Hit a mistake.
And Greinke admitted that was the worst slider he threw of the game.
Yeah, it was. It was. And we took advantage of a mistake.
And a little footnote here, gives you 3 wins in your last 5 appearances. You're going out there. Nice job of cherry picking there.
Yeah, right? I'm taking Frankie's role right. over, I guess.
You're now on a course for about a 20-win season.
Can you give us any fodder from the bullpen chronicles over there? I mean, I know you can't tell us a lot about what you guys talk about or do, but is it pretty funny stuff? Is it a good atmosphere out there for you guys?
Yeah, we have our little dungeon we go hang out in, and there's some good conversations going on.
A lot that you probably can't share on air, but it's good to know that there's that chemistry going and everything. And you're from Costa Mesa, right? You're from. Mm-hmm. So is your family still there? Are they able to come down a bit? Or
yeah, they come down probably every other Sunday at home. And
that's great.
Go out to dinner after the game and whatnot. It's nice. Yeah, it's real nice.
It's really nice.
So they may not see you today.
No. No, they won't be here.
Oh, they're not here today.
They're
I'm thinking,
today.
Well, it's a good day then to maybe have a day off.
Yeah, right?
We called them. We let them know. Yeah, we're right. We're on top of this. Don't worry about it. I hope when you get the call from the dugout, you just tell them, no,
right?
Guys.
No,
I've already heard I'm not.
On Padres Social, no. No go today.
I can see it when you get up in the bullpen. I'm just going to.
Yeah. How about Willie and Darren? I mean, how have they been with you, and how much has it helped with your pitching?
Huge, yeah. I mean, coming into the game, I know the next three hitters, and I know exactly how to attack them. So that helps.
Yeah.
Going through scouting reports, Balls does a great job watching video and hammering everything down, you know.
Now, Brandon's locker mate is Dale Thayer, who is a
gem.
He is a gem and just a funny guy. And so the two of them together, always up to trouble, but good trouble, right?
Good trouble. Now, I've noticed in that game of Frisbee, when it gets to Thayer, he holds on to it an
he
awful
does.
Long
yeah,
time.
He lets
true.
The offense work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Waits, you know. It's like, you know, if you're a quarterback, you have 1,001, 1,002. With Thayer, it's like 15, 16,
yeah.
17.
But he hits the open guy.
Right.
And
then,
finds him.
And then he doesn't really move a whole lot after that.
Throws touchdowns and gets back
right.
on D.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I would also say, yeah, Thayer's got his own vibe going
yeah.
on out there. You're in Thayer's world when you're out there with him, right? Brandon, we really appreciate you coming by. We hope you enjoy your day off,
yeah.
should it happen. And and we hope you come back. It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't.
Actually,
I think
said,
I can make it happen.
But he said he's hoping to stay away from
hoping,
him.
Yes.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
It does. That makes more sense.
All right. Cholula Hot Sauce will elevate the flavor of your food with its delicious blend of unique peppers and authentic spices. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wooden cap and proud partner of the San Diego Padres. You like Cholula, Brandon?
Yeah.
All right. Good to know. We thank you for coming by. Stay with us. We'll have more here on Padres Social Hour.
We're back to the show that gives you everything San Diego Padres. It's Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studios. I'm Annie Heilbrin, joined by Bill Center, and it is time, Bill, to talk a little injuries. It's time for the AMR Injury Report. We got to start with Corey Lupke.
Right.
So Corey Lupke threw for the first time. Since April 2012.
Right.
He
well,
threw in
first
a game.
Time first time in a
game.
In a regulation.
Yes.
Game.
One inning.
Right.
Was it about 15, 20 pitches?
14 pitches.
14 pitches.
All
most
fastballs.
Of them were fastballs. Oh, they
right.
were all fastballs.
All
okay.
fastballs. Didn't throw anything. And the reason why he actually could have thrown,
yeah.
but to each of the hitters he faced at Lake Elsinore, he fell behind. The first fastball was a ball. In fact, at all three, he fell behind 2-0. And so he just stayed with the fastball to throw
got
strikes,
it.
Got three ground ball outs. But you got to remember the nerves last night
oh
after
gosh.
Having not been in a game anywhere for since 2012, having gone through two Tommy John surgeries, this long march back. He said the nerves were really that he was very nervous when the first couple pitches.
Can
he
you
said,
imagine?
He said he didn't feel really comfortable until he threw the first strike.
Cool.
And then he said,
yeah.
then he got the ground ball, and he went, and he says, then I threw another ball, and it's like, oh, here we go again. But
yes.
important step back. When Corey Lupke got hurt
yeah.
in 2012, he was becoming the ace of the staff. He was 3-1
sure.
after five starts with a 2.61, and he looked really good. He had just really pitched a great game against the Giants. This Corey Lupke looked to become, was on the path to become one of the better left-handed starters in the National League. He was yeah. very good. And so if you can get this young man back, he's still only 30. I doubt that he'll be, if we see him this year, it's going to be as a long man in the bullpen. They're going to be watching
yeah.
him very carefully. His first four or five times in rehab are going to be one-inning games. That's all. And he's got up to 30 days out there on rehab before the Padres got to bring him up. But when he comes up here, I think he's going to become the long man in the bullpen.
I think it's going to be great to see. I remember when he was making those starts in
right.
2012 and all kind of the hype, and it was deserved. It was well-deserved
right.
that was surrounding it. And then to go through two Tommy John surgeries. Now, he said that the first one, the difference between the first and the second, he said – after the first one, just nothing really ever felt right.
Didn't feel right.
And now it does. And he also said about those 30 days, when I talked to him the other day, and he said, he's going to use those 30 days. They're going to make sure he uses them. Why rush anything now? He's waited
right.
2 years.
Well, here's the thing. But he's in a situation that those 2 years that he's been on the disabled list were actually time that he earned in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
So he is no longer eligible to, for an option. So that when
great point.
That 30-day rehab comes is completed, now, they could always put him back on the disabled list and say he had a little bit of a setback. God,
right.
we're praying that that doesn't happen. But then after that 30 days, he will have to come to the major league roster because he no longer is in a – is in a category where he's got any options left.
Great point. This is why we love Bill on this show. We love you for many reasons, but great point. And also that he'll be the long man in the bullpen
right.
And be able to ease his way back in. I don't know about you. You know, you there's so many great players out there and great people, but to watch Corey go through what he's gone through and then still come back, have a smile on his face, work hard to get out there,
right.
that is really tough.
Mentally, rehabbing from Tommy John surgery, because you know you're going to be down a year. And he's
right.
been down almost three years.
Yes.
What to mentally to hang in there, to be able to go through that. Basically, it's 3 years. Put yourself in that position. It's 3 years of working without never being able to work. And as an athlete, to have to sit on the sideline for 3 years and then to put it all back together, major, major step.
And to get your hopes up. I mean, to think,
right.
oh, it's going to happen. This is going to work. I'm coming around the bend. And then you get
right.
set back again. So
well, he had a number of setbacks,
yep.
nothing but setbacks from the first Tommy John.
Oh,
so
this will be very neat to watch.
Right.
And hopefully, like you said, no setbacks in this next month. Colin Ray, take it away with this
right.
one, Bill.
Double A pitcher. He's this year he's sort of matured into one of the top prospects in the organization. In the middle of May, suffered back spasms while pitching.
Mm-hmm.
He was shut down. He went back to work last night for the first time since May 17th. He pitched four perfect innings mm-hmm. for Double A San Antonio. Threw 42 pitches, 36 were strikes. Looked, from what I understand, was excellent. Felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Back felt fine. His entire body. He's a little bit bigger guy. He's 6'5". His body felt fine. Four perfect innings. 12 batters. Got them all out. 5 strikeouts. Earned run average is now 1.29, and they think he's back on track.
Fantastic. So that's great news.
Right.
Josh Johnson also throws another simulated game Tuesday.
Right. He'll throw one inning. It's not going to be. It's just one inning to get him back on track. Lupke's now ahead of him
yeah.
in the thing back. But Lupke had his simulated games in Arizona. We didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably a couple simulated games from Josh trying to again, he's coming off of Tommy John. We're a couple simulated games before he goes out for a rehab.
All right. Well, that was your AMR injury report. American Medical Response is the emergency medical team for Petco Park and wants to remind you to stay safe, San Diego. To learn more about AMR, visit amrsandiego.com. Jed Jerko, home run.
Right.
Right, last night? Second game?
His second game with El Paso, hit a two-run homer. I give Jerko high marks on one thing. That if you're a player with major league experience and you're optioned to AAA, you're given a couple days to let that sink in
mm-hmm.
and sort of get over. He went straight down there and was playing the next day. So, he hit a two-run homer last night. That's hopefully a step in the right direction.
What do you think is the plan there? I mean, if you can speculate, you've been around this game for a long time.
I think he needs at bats.
Oh, right.
And I don't think there's any. You've got Spangenberg, you've got Solarte right now. Jed's problems are not going to be solved in a day or two.
Or with one home run.
Right.
I
think he needs like 20. You know, Venable did this a couple
yes,
years ago.
Yes, I remember.
I think he needs 20, at least 20 games down there to really get back on track. Let's see where he is after those 20 games.
How much can this change a player?
Well, it all depends on what happens when you go down. You can make the best of it, or
yeah.
like Venable did, or you can struggle. A lot of it, I mean, honestly, it's up to Jed. He was
right.
not doing very well up here. He goes down, he gets mechanics straightened out, he gets a lot of at-bats, and his confidence grows. That's fine. I mean,
able to make some more adjustments.
Right. You never know what's going to happen when you get set down. I mean, I don't know quite what's going on, but Tommy Medica is not playing very – he's
yeah.
He's hitting 249 right now.
Mm-hmm.
at El Paso. That's not what they expected from Tommy.
I agree, especially after that spring training
right.
run that
so,
he had.
Right. So it's sometimes it's hard to go down there and get the and get it restarted, which is what you have to do. You know, they're not going to bring you back up unless you force them, unless you say, hey.
Oh, yeah, unless you can push someone else out. You're playing so well that you can push someone else
out. You have to push the guy out above you. So.
And that takes, like you said, not just a physical and a show at the plate, but a mental fortitude to make the best of it.
Absolutely.
And to push. I agree. All right, as your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres in Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Make sure you join us here at Petco Park on Twitter, hashtag PadresSH, Padres.com/social hour. Look at that kids fest going on. That just looks like fun. I'm gonna send you down the slide, Bill.
Right.
All right, we'll be back with more Padres.
I would never be able to climb up the slide.
You and Blooper are going to go down the slide in a competition.
Yes.
Yes. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
Ah, it's a beautiful Sunday. A little overcast, but still beautiful because it's Sunday and there's day baseball. And that's good enough.
I got to tell you that people are talking about the weather. I'm happy to see...
I like it.
A little June gloom back because
this is
what we've been around San Diego for 60 years until the last two or three, and maybe we're going to get back into our normal weather pattern.
Exactly, instead of that randomness we've been having the last few years. I like it. You get to the ballpark early. You get a cup of coffee. It's kind of the June gloom.
It's good.
I like it. It's cool, you know. We got some injury news to talk about. Not injury. We got some lineup news to talk about. I'm sorry. We're going to take a look at that. United Airlines proud to fly the Padres and fans to every away game. United fly the friendly skies, and United is presenting our lineup. So let's take a look, Bill. What do you like about it? What do you see? You got Yonder back at first base.
Right.
And at third base.
Myers gets a day off.
Right.
Solarte, third base is probably his best position defensively. He's in there. We got a great time. It's Mike Bolsinger, right-handed pitcher starting for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. Gave him some trouble the first time they faced him. Get some left-handed bats in there.
We got a little tweet a few minutes ago from Matt Winnett. Matt Winnett, I'm sorry, Matt, if I'm pronouncing it incorrectly. Will we see Yonder at third base with any consistency or just against tough starting pitching? So we saw him at third yesterday. We're seeing him at first today. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we're going to see him more at third. I mean, that we're not going to see him there every day because it's an experiment. And where, you know, when you want to get Venable – and Myers and Alonso in the lineup at the same time, it makes sense. So,
do you think it's tough for a player to go from one position to the next day, or is that just kind of their...
it is for some players.
Okay.
But others, like you look at Myers, he wants to be in the lineup. I mean, you could almost tell him, you know, the one position he won't play is catcher, but anywhere else.
He can do anything else.
Right. But there are a lot of guys that take that challenge, and they want to show, I can do anything.
Very versatile.
There are other players, however, that you move them around and it's like you've just, you know, you've taken away one of their kids. So it's up to the players. And I think with Myers and Alonso, they are two guys that they want to show that they can play everywhere. Alonso wants to prove that he can play third base. He's talked about this before.
I think that's a great point. And, again, it just gets you in the lineup more. It gets you solid there somewhere out there.
And it gives you more possibilities. I mean,
options.
Middlebrooks has not been hitting like he should be hitting. So, yeah, it gets you a bat at third. It gets Venable's bat. Venable's been hitting very well. He's in center. He's a better defensive center fielder than Myers. Gets Myers' bat at first, and it gets Alonso's at third. Myers, by the way, is out of the lineup today. He is not hurt. Buddy likes to – I mean, he's just come off the disabled list. Right. Buddy always – likes to, when a guy comes off the disabled list, plays a couple games, but he hasn't been in that routine, give him a break. So
he was walking past the dugout the other day, the first day that he was playing first base in this homestand, and Buddy asked him, hey, Will, what are you playing? And he said, first base, and they were just joking around, and then he said, maybe I'll give you a day off tomorrow, and Will, like, without missing a beat, no. You know, Will wants to play. Will does not want a day off, but in this case, Exactly. You got to let him make sure that there's no lingering pain, that there's nothing coming back, and that he feels good. Really interesting with him, too, that he tapes his wrist. He retapes it before every at-bat. Just, he said, a confidence thing, a comfort thing.
Right.
So, he's still thinking about that.
A lot of players have
their own
little idiosyncrasies. I remember a player years ago that I just saw do something one time, and I asked about it, and he says he had to do that after every – when he came into the dugout after every inning, he had to do that one specific thing, and that was he had to tap the top of the water cooler. and I saw him do that, and I saw him, like, go past a couple players to actually tap the top of the water cooler. I said, what's that all about? And he goes – don't get me started. It's just a superstition.
Got to do what you got to do. Right. You know, when I walk in.
And he also told me, don't ever tell anybody that I do that.
Sorry about that.
Well,
all
you
right?
don't know the player.
Exactly.
Know who the
we
player
don't know who
is.
It is.
Right.
When I walk into Petco Park every day, I have to look. We walk through a tunnel, and there's players and people that have been influential in the organization. I have to look at the Jerry Coleman picture and do a nod. I don't know. It's something I have to do every single day. Right. And I'm not saying I'm a player, but I could see where you just get into a habit. That's your thing, right? Amarista, she's at shortstop today, made a great play at the end of the game last night.
He started the Craig Kimbrell came in, gave up a single. And then the next Adrian Gonzalez taps the ball back to him. And two things there. A lot of pitchers have a hard time throwing to second because they're flat ground. And when on the double play, Amarista has to catch a low throw from a pitcher who, by nature, doesn't throw the ball straight. The ball's moving. And Amarista did a great job hanging in on the throw, a little bit low, and then making a great relay to first to get the double play, and that's what sort of sealed the victory. Kimbrell struck out the next hitter, and we're out of there.
So much energy in that one play.
And Amarista's actually made a couple nice plays recently.
Yeah.
I mean, cutting in behind Justin Turner, getting the pickoff a couple nights ago. Really nice plays.
You look at guys like him, guys like Will Venable. I mean, just the impact that they've made. You have all these other big names, but the impact that some of these guys have made that you know, don't get talked about maybe as much, but should, and we do. We do when we can. But I think it's been a great run for some of these.
Well, Amarista's struggle this year has been with a bat.
Yeah.
I never expected that he'd be under 200 after the first third of the season, which he is. Now he's warmed up a little bit. He's just above 200, but still the bat's not where it should be.
Just speaking of Will Venable, a random note. I don't know if you saw after Justin Upton's home run last night, but they cut to Will Venable, and they showed this in the postgame show. And Will Venable is jumping around the dugout. It's just raw emotion. It's before Upton even rounds the bases. You know, he had seen the ball go out, and he's jumping up and down like he's 5 years old, and it was awesome.
Right.
I mean, it was just the coolest thing.
Will's like a big kid.
I mean,
he is really – Will's one of the nicest guys you'd ever want to meet, and he's very competitive. He's like a big kid, and that does not surprise me at all. I didn't actually see it, but I was.
Oh, it's great! I'm going to tweet that at you.
Okay.
His uncle is throwing out the first pitch today. His uncle is a colonel, and he's throwing out the first pitch in the game today. And Will Venable is catching it, so I thought that was pretty cool.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I know.
So he's an army colonel.
Yeah, in today's army. Yeah.
Right. Today's army. Birthday of the Army. So.
Right. So I thought that was pretty neat.
Right.
Yeah, so something to watch for. If you're going to come to the game, look for that and for Will to catch the ball. But I agree, some good stuff that we've seen so far. And so hopefully that infield and the outfield and whatever, you know, the experiments go on and they just figure out what works best for them.
Comes out, right.
It comes out on the good side of that, exactly. All right. Do you know an all-star mom, Arm & Hammer and OxiClean, the official laundry detergent and stain fighter of Major League Baseball, are going to recognize one all-star mom and send her and her family to the 2015 MLB All-Star Game in Cincinnati. Go to allstarmom.com and tell us what makes your mom so special. Shout out to my mom. I think she's an all-star. All right, we'll be back with more Padres Social Hour, and we'll see you after the break.
You want some Padres talk?
We've got that.
Padres Social Hour returns now, presented by United Airlines.
Welcome back to Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines. We're in the AMR studios here in the Western Metal Supply Building at Petco Park, and we've got some people here shopping, checking out the show. It's great to see. I love Sunday home games.
Right.
I just love them. All right, it's time for our head-to-head challenge, Bill, which I get to pick a winner, Now, yesterday, it was the couch against blooper. Do I have that right? The couch against blooper. That's
always
who picks.
Right.
And we're going to get to the standings a little later. But yesterday, blooper picked Yonder Alonso, and the couch picked Justin Upton. Now, sorry, you got to go Justin Upton here.
Right.
I mean,
it's not even a contest.
Right.
Right.
So we're going to give.
Blooper's been on a winning streak.
Blooper has been on a winning streak a couple nights ago. So we're going to give that to the couch, and we can take a look at the standings here. Blooper here has 9, and the couch has 7. The couch has some catching up to do, I guess.
And I get first pick today.
You do. So
I'm taking James Shields, and the reason why I'm taking James Shields is they need Shields to come up big. So I'm going to take him because they need him to come up big. If he does, I got the win.
James Shields, get the series win.
Right.
Put the team on his back, make it happen. Okay, blooper, who you got?
Will Venable. I don't have a good reason. Will Venable.
It's okay. Because he was celebrating yesterday in the dugout.
Yeah,
it was great.
I like the celebration.
and
the 2 hits he had yesterday.
Yeah. We'll take that, right?
And Venable's not a bad pick because when he's hot, he's – Venable, when he is going good, is one of the best streak hitters in this team.
Agreed.
So you
it's
never
been
know
fun to watch.
When he's going good, he can have big games.
All right, well, that was your head-to-head challenge presented by Supercuts, and I think that the couch might catch up to Blooper here soon, but we'll see. At Supercuts, they pay attention
to – We want to bury Blooper.
Oh, I'm sure you do. At Supercuts, they pay attention to every detail, the cut, the lines, the hot towel finish, so you can feel sharp, clean, and ready to go. Find a Supercuts near you at supercuts.com. I'm sure Blooper is just quivering when he hears you say that, too.
I'm up by 2. I'm happy. I'm good.
Right. He's never been up. Blooper's never been up in anything before.
He's like, this is my moment.
I'm surprised that he hasn't just said, hey, the contest is over and declare
end
himself
it now.
The season.
It's like
champion.
A rain delay right. when the five that? Innings are right. up or whatever. Right. Hey, what do you win? What do you win if you get this?
Prize.
I hope there's a big trophy or
well,
something.
Well, yeah.
Just to rub it in their face every day.
Right. That's all that Blooper's going for is just to rule over us.
I think rubbing it in their face every day
right.
is the
and
best
of course, we're dealing from panic from being behind this doofus.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, you only have, 98 more games
yeah,
or something
right.
to catch up and overtake it?
Exactly.
So I have 98 more wins.
The confidence. Jeez. The confidence coming from that corner. Right. We did get a Twitter question here, Bill, from Joe. I'm just going to call him Joe because he's got a lot of numbers after that name and – We're not even going to get into those. But he says, glad to see you, too. Thanks, Joe. Glad to see you, too. Any opinions on the Padres draft picks or how you think AJ's first draft went? Let's preface that it's tough to figure out a draft until years later.
Well, it usually takes 5 years
Thank
in
you.
Baseball.
But
that said, now they don't have their first-round pick, and they don't have their they lose their compensation pick. So they have their first pick is 51st. What they did after that, I really find interesting. They took a lot of guys, big pitchers, big players, and they took guys that were good physical specimens. Pitchers they took are on the larger side and have good deliveries, and I like that. In a draft, you only need 4 or 5 guys to really pan out, and I think they took an awful lot of guys with a very high ceiling, a very good chance of being something beyond where they were taken.
Very cool. We like that input. And Joe, thank you for the question. All right, go back in time with the Padres for Way Back Wednesdays. Be at Petco Park on Wednesday, July 1st for a complete throwback experience at the park. This is my style. Plus, stay for a live post-game DJ set by Lil Jon. Oh, yeah. Buy your tickets today at Padres.com/WBW. Bill, can you do a what?
That's not quite my style.
Okay. With that, we'll see you back after the break. Padres Social Hour. We'll be right back.
From start to finish, it's the best 60 minutes of Padres talk you'll find anywhere. Now, from the AMR studio, it's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, Padres Social Hour here in the AMR studios at Petco Park. Bill, we got Mike Bolsinger on the mound for the Dodgers today.
Right.
He had a pretty good outing in L.A. against the Padres.
One hit. Great, really good curve. And his curve baffled him the first time they played. Really good curveball.
Who's been before we get out here real quick, who's been like the dark horse of the season for you this year? Who's been, up to this point, who would you say has been the most unexpected surprise?
In terms of player?
In terms of the players, the Padres players.
Well, I would say that the guy we just had here, Mauer, is really pitching well.
think that's
really
great.
Pitching well.
Especially considering that the bullpen had such a tough start.
Right.
It's
and
really
and
nice
he
to
had
that.
A tough start, and he's exactly. really pitched great.
What are you looking for now? I mean, as far as getting above 500, not a bad place to be 500, but as far as, you know, just don't you think getting ahead before the All-Star break,
right.
getting a few games
out? I want the starting pitchers to get on a run.
Right.
And I want – it's the guys I'm looking at are Shields, Ross, and Cashner. Not to be just good, but to take that next step.
And to really be aggressive
right.
in that. Okay. All right. Well, we thank everyone for joining us and watching Padres Social Hour today. We had a blast. For Bill, for Nikki, for Seth, for myself, thanks so much for joining us and enjoy the game, everyone.